Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Monday. It is the day after the breakfast on the farm, and boy, what an event it was. We were talking with Amy Reese from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, also Jim Ostrom joining us from LeClaire Family Creamery. And Amy, we'll start with you. What a great event. After all the changes we had to go through in 2020, we still had, of course, the drive-through ag venture last year, but to see tons of people riding the bus up to the farm yesterday and enjoying a great breakfast. For you at Envision, it has to be a pretty good feeling, right?
Exactly. So Mother Nature threw us a little bit of a curveball, but those farmers probably truly enjoyed that rain. And so, with some parking at Greshel's and some additional buses, we shuttled everybody up, fed thousands of people. Weather held out for the most part. We're able to have a really great time to celebrate the final weekend of June Dairy Month. And so happy this year that we could not only showcase, you know, cow dairies that we're used to, but also hosted it at a goat dairy, which, again, is another animal that gives us milk.
All right. I talked with Raynell in one of our breaks yesterday morning about that. We talk about June Dairy Month. That's the first thing that people pops in their head is cows, right? But to highlight something really cool and something that people might not, you know much about, it has to be a pretty big win for not just Envision, but agriculture as a whole to showcase another area of dairy that we do a lot of good work here in Wisconsin, right?
Exactly. Fond du Lac County is so lucky. We have our cow dairies, but we're also the goat capital of the United States right here in Fond du Lac County. I believe the number is over 80,000 head of goats in Fond du Lac County.
Wow.
Or no, sorry, in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin. So that is really awesome. Our second place close, like with 35,000, is California. So Wisconsin is definitely on a niche of a new dairy opportunity.
They say, you see those ads, happy cows come from California. We know that's not true, right? Happy cows, happy goats right here in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
From an educational perspective, obviously, the breakfast is great stuff, but getting to see and tour a place like LeClaire and see all the cool things that are happening here. From an educational perspective, I know the Ag Ambassadors do a lot of work on that. How does having an event like this and letting people see what goes on a farm and tour and learn here at a place like this, how does that help out with the mission of what Envision and the Ag Ambassadors do?
So the Agribusiness Council loves any opportunity to get the public the opportunity to be educated about what Wisconsin agriculture does for this state. And so people know where their food comes from. And we are so blessed. Well, can I say that we're blessed from the pandemic? Because in that time, LeClaire had the opportunity to complete their expansion, so much more education. In 2019, I believe they had their expansion of the plant, so they have an upper level where all the time you can see some educational parts of the agriculture industry. And so just a great chance for people to come out and see agriculture.
Let's bring in Jim to talk more about LeClaire's role in this. Jim, for you, working with LeClaire, it has to be great to see so many people coming out and be interested in learning more about what happens here. For folks who didn't get a chance to make it out to breakfast on the farm, I know people can stop by here year-round, if I'm not mistaken, so tell us more about what they can learn if they stop by here at LeClaire's the other 364 days of the year.
Well, I think one thing I'd like to say is I am absolutely stunned every time I'm part of the activities of people here at LeClaire, because you see joy on people's faces. And when I see a child or a young adult or a grandmother gasp at the look of the goats, or people that are very passionate about cheese that are making a route around Wisconsin just to sample the cheese, it is really exciting to be here. It's an exciting place. Very few places can you see cheese being made. And you can see goats right outside the window and a few other farm animals. It's just really a fun place to be in. And we're just honored to have hosted Breakfast on the Farm, a terrific turnout, and the enthusiasm from people has just been terrific.
You saw people walking up. I was sitting next to the one of the goat cheese sample, goat and cow cheese, and they hear goat cheese, like, oh, wow, I want to try that. And they hear it's like, you know, bourbon part of it. And some of the guys who are like, you know, big fans of bourbon or alcohol, they're like, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, you talk about that enthusiasm, you know, people hear goat cheese, like, wait, hold on a second. But yeah, then they understand it's cheese, it's milk. There are sundaes here for sale, too. That kind of brings people in and gets them interested in that type of agriculture, right?
Well, I can say that if you haven't tried goat cheese, you need to try LeClaire. And if you've tried goat cheese and you have an opinion, you might be surprised. LeClaire's goat cheese is award-winning nationally and internationally. But what makes that really special is our milk is produced right here in a two-county area, the biggest goat counties in the United States and probably North America. And what really makes sense for it all is here in Wisconsin, the dairy state, we've got all the best cheesemakers. And this zip code, you know, from Plymouth to Fond du Lac and north, is the best cheesemakers in the world. And we have them here, and we're so blessed. And what happens is that's the perfect intersection between great goat milk and great cheese.
The rest of the year, if people want to stop by, tell us, what do you offer year-round here at LeClaire? If people are making a summer trip, like you mentioned, they want to try some cheese, they want to see how the process is made, what can people stop by and learn here?
Well, you can learn about the process of making cheese and all the different components to it. But I have to say that we have a goat silo. It's a 100-year-old silo outside where goats climb up around the outside. And that is truly a remarkable thing to see, where goats are standing up 25, 30 feet over the top of you. And they look down, and goats are very friendly animals, and they're a lot of fun to be around. If you go in a pen of goats, you've got a dozen new friends. They're just truly peculiar animals, and they're a joy to be around.
You might lose your sneaker at some point, too. You never know.
You never know.
Jim, thank you so much for talking with us. Amy, last word for you. For June Dairy Month, I know it's a couple days left, but we celebrate dairy all year round here in Wisconsin. Any final thoughts as we wrap up June Dairy Month from Envision or the Agribusiness Council's perspective?
So I just want to also mention that we do have a host for 2022. They were at the breakfast, and it is going to be Dodger Acres LLC over near Rosendale. And mark your calendars, folks, because we have a robotic milking parlor there. So come on over, check it out. We're going to get ready to celebrate June Dairy Day 2022.
We are looking forward to it. Amy, Jim, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us here this morning at KFIZ.